Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. You're going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Well, welcome everybody to the Tuesday edition of Optimize Your Life. My name is Ron Clayton. We are here representing both Hope Collection and Golden Rule Society on Travel Tuesday. And what we found out a long time ago is that having a vision of dreaming and talking about where you're heading in your future, a destination, a place, or a group of people that you'd love to be with can be an exciting way of living because you're intertwining with people and you're socializing. And it's where you build friendships and the way you build up a spirit of core, so to say, so you can make the world a better place. So on Tuesdays, what we do, we have dedicated this show at noon to 1, Monday through Friday. We have Hope shows and Golden Rule shows. And we want everybody that would like to join us to do that because we're going to talk about what I think the probably most exciting thing of portion. My wife and I, my wife just retired. And so now she isn't tied down. We can go anywhere we want, when we want, when we want. And we're going to do that. And because some guy named Rick Reese came into our life, him and his wife, a couple years ago, we get to do that really pretty spontaneously. We had a weekend where she had a retirement party last week, and we said, well, what are we going to do after we had the party? Well, let's go away for a couple of days. So we went to Niagara-on-the-Lake, and the weather was lousy. It really wasn't good. So we really didn't stay long. We went up and had the nice we had a suite with a fireplace, and they had the roses on the pillows when we got in the place. And, you know, and we were just treated like royalty. And then in the morning, we had a wonderful breakfast, you know, and they had a chef preparing. Any way you want an omelet, they prepared it. I'm telling you, they had more stuff on the – they had like 30, 40 feet of different tables with all kinds of treats and breakfast. They didn't have any cream of wheat, though, Rick. I was disappointed there. I got to have my cream of wheat in the morning. I'd like to let you know, folks, that another caller is on the phone with us today. Really, I'd call him. I may be the host, but he is like, you got the cake and you got the frosting, and now we got the whole enchilada. And Rick Reese is the whole enchilada. He is a friend, a visionary, a leader, someone who has helped thousands of people change their lives. And that's what travel does. Rick, I opened up my mail before I got on the phone today, and I got a little brochure like I used to get for years. I have a Viking 2023 and 24 ocean voyage cruising. And this is in the Mediterranean. This one's featuring little trips on there. Do you know you can go the European 8-day Mediterranean tour, go to Rome and Pisa and Monte Carlo and Barcelona, 8 days for $2,700, including airfare.
Wow.
You know, first class, nice. Everything's included, your food, when you stop and go on tours, different cities you go to, everything's included, even the tip. You know,
amazing.
Going places in this world today, you know, it's not cheap, but it sure is affordable. And here's somebody, it could be somebody's dream, and there's a whole group. They got a Holy Land cruise that goes from Turkey and Greece, Italy, Turkey, Greece, and Jerusalem, Israel. And that would cost a little more money, but still, you're doing that, and your airfare is included. And when they book it, you don't have any hassles, anything. Everything's taken care of when you run with them. Linda and I did that. In fact, it was the funniest thing. Linda and I were just going on in life, and we're working our way, and Linda worked at a law firm, and I was retired already from both a health situation, and I just finished working in the field I was in, and had a stroke, so I was home. And we wanted to go on this trip, but we, you know, we talked about it all the time. We got these brochures, you know, Viking has spent thousands of dollars on Linda and I sending me brochures. I figure we finally paid them back a little bit. We went on a cruise. We went on that Rhine River cruise after we met you and Brenda. Well, no, we didn't meet you. We did on the phone. We ran to each other because we were introduced by a mutual friend. And I say this to anybody that's listening in, because this show, thanks to Mary Stanley, one of our board members of the Hope Collection, she has allowed and taken this platform. So we're in different platforms all over the world broadcasting today. And as a result, we actually are broadcasting in India. And now she's going to do an interview by an online magazine for India next week sometime. You know, it's amazing how communications today, Rick, are so expansive. And I think you're responsible
really
for some of them. I mean, you put the GPS satellites up there in space so we can have all these interconnections, right?
We did.
Amazing.
That's amazing. When you think back on the things that God has allowed you to participate in, and excuse me, and one of the things is, of course, launching. Think about it. Launching on a Delta II rocket in Colorado Springs and controlling the satellite that's launched from Florida, Cape Canaveral, and controlling that GPS satellite and launching the first GPS satellite. Successful rocket, get the satellite into orbit and begin turning it on. Unfolding the wings, acquiring the sun, and all of those things. And, you know, we pass it over to the other side of our mission control complex, and they control the package, the GPS package. But launch in early orbit is what we did in getting that satellite. And not knowing, and this was in February 1989, and not knowing, you know, what GPS would mean to the world. President Ronald Reagan, when the Russians shot down that Korean airliner that wandered into, you know, Russian airspace, and the Korean airliner was shot down, President Ronald Reagan opened up GPS to the world as a result of that incident. And now the world enjoys GPS. And we've launched the constellation of, I think, now 64 GPS satellites to get that triangulation where it tells you where you're at, how high you're at, how fast you're going. And I'll tell you, it still amazes me when you're driving in the car and it's telling you everything about you.
Well, turn left now.
Turn left now. Hey, Rick, you're going too fast. Here's the speed limit.
Rick, can I share? I'd like to share an observation. How you were preparing. You were being trained. You pioneered the process of, here you were in Colorado, and the object of being able, the tool to make it work was in Florida. At the moment, on the ground. You got it into space, into orbit and operational, and got it set up so that the team could get to work and put all the pieces together so that tool could now direct people and guide their lives. And you were training back then for the travel industry, and you didn't even know it. But look
didn't
what
know
you
it.
Did. And look what's happened and how today in your life, how many lives, thousands and thousands of lives. And it's not done. It's really exploding right now. It's exploding because suddenly we are free again. And I love it. I read another on one of those our news articles I read the other day. They said the words, COVID is over. Now, I never let it control my mind. I mean, to the extent I could control it, I never let it control our lives. Even during the pandemic, Lynn and I traveled. We found out that in the state of Pennsylvania, there were some resorts that were open. So I just called them up, booked some rooms, and we went down for a couple of days. We went down to Pennsylvania, and there's this place called Country Cupboards. It's on Route 15 as you head down towards Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, right near Leesport, home of the Little League World Series. And you go there, and it's a sprawling Amish, oh, it started out as a country cupboard kitchen, was a restaurant. And they have phenomenal, I mean, breakfast. Can you imagine Amish breakfast? All you can eat of everything they got, fresh and made wholesome. And we were there, and then we were there for lunch. We were there for dinner. For dinner on Friday night, they had a spread. They had prior surf and turf. And it was just incredible, Rick, that we had at our disposal during the pandemic. By the way, we're about the only ones there. And Linda got their shops, Christmas shops and gift shops and decorate your home. And they had a nursery, and it was, it was snow outside, so it was cold, but inside, and they had the bakery, and they have an ice cream parlor, and they have, we just had a great time. They had a swimming pool, brand new, our hotel, right next to the restaurant area. We stayed at a brand new Best Western, and our room was right next to the pool. So we were in the pool every day, and we just had a wonderful time. We escaped. You see, we didn't let the pandemic shut our life down. And Linda picked up, she did some shopping. They had, the places weren't very busy, so they had big sales going on. She actually got a whole new wardrobe, so when we went on the next cruise, she had new clothes to wear. You know how it was. Like to do that, Rick.
Absolutely. Freedom is a mindset. This people that was locked down before the pandemic, during the pandemic, and after the pandemic. And they're still locked down.
Yeah, unfortunately, but there are people in their minds. They're
I was sitting over here laughing when Ron was talking about you and launching the satellite. And while he was telling the story about you, I kept saying, God, he was anointed before he was appointed. No one has ever seen the satellite except the people that help you work. Many are called and few are chosen. But see, eyes have never seen some of the things that you're doing behind the scenes, just like you, Ron Clayton. Ears have never heard on some of the connections, like we talked about Mary connecting us to all these different countries, and I'm broadcasting on the radio, and I don't even speak Chinese, but the people in China are hearing the words that are coming out my mouth. God said he's going to do a new thing, and he's calling us out. Y'all heard me say before on the show, it doesn't really matter where you reside at in the world. Everybody has something unique that the divine creator has given them that they can do, your purpose-driven life, that no one else can do but you. But, Rick, after being on your spiritual call, which is an extension of what we do here, that calling is for certain people, and they will hear the voice. We may tune into the shows, whether they're on the internet or whether they're listening on their phone. I even invited a few people from Atlanta the other week. They said, we can't call that number because they want to charge us a penny per minute. That's a diversion. That's a distraction. But the people that are called to do what Mary is doing, what you're doing in New York on the 28th, Lynn Kane, shout out to Lynn Kane, a walking, living, breathing legend in his own time. And then have the privilege on Friday, just like we're having the privilege with you guys, Rick, being the best of the best in the world. I'm so excited. every time I hear somebody talk, especially Mary, when it comes to now people are calling me Rick, I know that I've been involved in the travel business, but now I got to get real active like you and Ron, because we, out of our obedience, are the connection and the answer to somebody else's prayer. So I enjoy listening to you guys. I've always wanted to travel around the world and see those places. Rick, I hope that before we go, because I'm going to push this off, you and Ron don't need me to tell travel stories. But, Rick, you got to – I love Ron's chocolate story, eating German chocolate because I'm a chocolate-holic. And Rick, with me being a country boy and loving the land, I wish you would at least share a little portion of that story where you guys went down to that little place called Jamaica Mon and got over to the Rasta Village. And I'm going to get to just push the pause button right there. But I do know that God is calling all of us out. He's taking the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, and the West, and allowing everybody to connect with the Hope Collection and love their very best. And we want to tell you right up front, anything less than your best is absolutely unacceptable. We want everybody to continue to do what we're doing. Practice now. Keep in mind, practice doesn't mean you get perfect at traveling, Rick, even though you've only been on 38 cruises. I know you're getting ready to go on another one that you already had in your mind and Brenda had in her mind, a place in the world that you haven't quite seen yet. I pray that God continues to have this Holy Ghost bubble around both of y'all in your going and your coming. And the last part, the religious people talking about you should be blessed and you're going and you're coming. I know after being around and witness you guys and hearing the testimonies of everybody else that comes in contact with you guys, that you guys definitely are the blessing. You definitely are the answer to somebody else's blessing. And just simply because you're obedient and show up on them cruises and lay next to the pool and soak your feet in the jacuzzi, God is going to strategically set somebody right next to you that needs to know what you need to know. Last one, we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do over here at the Hope Collection. We have every intention on blessing you, 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 and you. Back over to you, Ron.
Well, thank you. It's great to hear your voice, country boy. We are in the process. You mentioned about Len Cain coming up in a few weeks. Is, you know, it's Memorial Day. May is known as our month where we do reflect so much on those who have served us. And many have laid down their life for us so that we can have the freedoms that you talked about and we talk about. And there's a celebration going on at the Buffalo Naval Park. It's the largest inland Navy yard in the whole United States. And there's three ships here, USS Sullivan's, the USS Little Rock, and a Croaker, a World War II submarine. And you can go on their tour. And they have a naval park and a museum. We even have a flight simulator. You want to learn how to fly a plane, you can come to Buffalo Naval Park, and you can go on the simulator. Anyways, that's at the museum. We have a row of 3,000-4,000 yards of sidewalk in an area. We call it Monument Row. And there's a tribute to every war and also to the soldiers that have been in the wars. The one else I always mention about is African-American Veterans Monument, which was dedicated, it's the only one in America that's dedicated solely to the African-American veterans who served us, men and women, in every war, and actually before we were a country. And so that's there, and you can visit that site. It's a site of remembrance. It's right by the Croaker. And next to that is the Vietnam War Memorial. And next to that is the a monument built by the Battle Within organization, put up a tribute to all the soldiers that are dealing or have dealt with post-war traumatic syndrome. And this organization is finding and working with doctors and organizations and providing services for veterans anywhere in the country. And they're affiliated with us. They sponsor the day that Len Cain, Captain Len Cain, is going to be speaking at. And that's on Monday, the 29th of May, there at the park. Now, if you want, you can spend some time with us on Saturday. Captain Len Kane, by the way, if you don't know, was the original Top Gun. All the movie made about the guy who was the best of the best of the best, that's him. And not only was he that in the as a decorated war hero, he also went on to found the Golden Rule Society, which, more importantly, has been touching lives of children, parents, and families for years. And he's done so at such a level that he's been nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, that's saying a lot about an individual from Scranton, Pennsylvania, guys, son of a coal miner. And he is just wonderful. And he and his wife are coming from San Diego, and Battle Within are flying him into Buffalo. He's going to be staying at Russell Steaks and More, which has a Heroes Park in front of it that'll knock your socks off. I know a lot of people on the call are coming, and they're going to hear and see this event. But they can come and meet Len Kane. He'll be not only at the site. On Saturday, we're just going to take a caravan of people. We're all going to go up to Niagara Falls, and we'll be led by Dr. Mark Donnelly, who is an author, wrote books like How to Eat a Buffalo, which is a play on eating buffalo wings. And he's also a world-renowned author for children's books, and he wrote one book on the history of Niagara Falls. So he's going to be a tour guide for everybody that joins us on that Saturday, the 27th. Now, you're all welcome to come. And I know Mary Stanley, our board member from Minnesota, put together a whole package. We've got 30 Boy Scouts that have decided to come from Minnesota. They're raising the funds. They're doing really well. They need to get to close to $10,000. They've already raised over $4,000, and more is on its way. If you know someone that's looking for an organization that wants to help support an organization, these boys are going to have the treat of the lifetime. They're going to be able to sleep on the Little Rock. The Naval Park is opened up and donated the time and the space. They normally charge $200 a night for a person to stay on Little Rock or any of the ships. So this is a real treat, a tribute. And they're going to honor Boy Scouts, because Boy Scouts is a Christian-based organization. And what the Boy Scouts are going to do is they're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance on Memorial Day in Len Kane. Guys, you're all invited. Figure out, get a hold of us, find a way. We hope you can be here, and we would love everybody that can make it to come. Rick, I'm telling you, we're so excited you and Brenda are coming. We're going to spend a lot of time sharing. Really, having the privilege to be able to host you is just a dream come true.
Oh, absolutely. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a blast, especially meeting, and of course I met Len Kane before, and he's just an amazing individual. You don't realize how amazing folks are because you don't really know their past, but it's amazing when you can meet a person like Len Kane and read about his accomplishments because he's so humble. You don't even know that. Like you're saying, he was the top gun, and he was that guy, and one of the youngest fighter pilots, and the missions he's flown in Vietnam, and all the things that he's done and his accomplishments, and being nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize 5 times. And when we was in Coronado, we had an opportunity to have lunch with him, and I beat him to the check. And of course, when we was on the Hope cruise a few years back now, and we was able to get up to the bridge of the cruise ship because of Len Kane and the captain just being infatuated with Len Kane. And like you said, what he gave him, the captain of the cruise ship gave Len Kane his cap, his captain's cap. And of course, we were just kind of just walking around the bridge and seeing how they're steering this huge cruise ship, and it's just plowing through the water and the blue water and the blue sky, and we're up there, and of course you can see, you know, all around panoramic view, because, you know, they've got to be able to see everything that's coming, and how simple it was to to steer that ship with the electronics mm-hmm. that we have nowadays. But I was so privileged to be there, and even as we were standing around and just listening to them explain, you know, how they're running the ship and taking care of the people, and I was just blown away. But knowing Lynn Cain, that's the only reason we was up there is because the captain was infatuated with Lynn Cain, as we all are. So the 29th, the Memorial Day event, is going to be just huge. And I know you were saying that Lynn's going to be speaking in your church.
Yes.
And as a Gideon morning, speaker ourselves, you know, when as a Gideon, and that's one of the things I appreciate about you, Ron, as well. You're a Gideon, like I'm a Gideon. And we know about Gideon speakers, and we've all had that experience of going to a church and the pastor saying, hey, why don't you just go ahead and take the whole service? and I know your pastor wanted to give Lynn the whole service, and but he's got his prepared speech. I'm just amazed and glad and privileged to be a part of it all.
Hey, Chad. Can
you
come over later?
You know, one of the things that Miss Country Boy was talking, you know, those who are used are those who believe. And whether you believe it, whatever it is you believe it in, you know, you're not even in position to be used until you actually believe. And I was just thinking about, and we kind of opened the call on the GPS and the GPS satellite. The majority of people, if any, other than like myself, have never seen a GPS satellite. But they've been using it, and they use it every day. But they've never seen a GPS satellite. You know, they didn't see it launched. They didn't see it deployed. And it's something that they use every day. And we talk about travel. The majority of people have no idea what we're sharing with them to be insiders in the travel industry every Tuesday. Just like they've never seen the GPS signal. They've never seen the GPS satellite. But they trust in its use. They have no idea the level and the depth of information and the opportunity that we give them every Tuesday to have insight into the travel industry, the largest industry on the planet at $9.6 trillion. And that with the tool, Surge 365, they never realize they have the access to go anywhere they choose in the travel industry. Why? Because of the products that are in Surge 365. And it's so interesting. Those who believe are the ones who are used. And much of our belief, we have to step out in trust. We trust the GPS. Imagine, mm-hmm. we're in a foreign city. We was up in Canada, and we're using the GPS to navigate to a location. We have no idea where we're at. And we're trusting the GPS to know. Take this right. Take this left. You know, are you sending me down a one-way street? Yeah. We're trusting totally the GPS in a foreign city. We were over in Europe using GPS. I'm like, wow. But we're trusting it. The information that we're giving people in the travel industry, on the travel industry, you have to step out in trust. It's funny, I was listening to this quote this morning, and it was saying, if you're not willing to be laughed at, you're certainly not in position to be clapped for. You have no shot. If you're not willing to, huh?
I said, I like that. That's good. It's a good point.
Yeah, if you're not willing to open yourself up to be vulnerable, at some point to be potentially laughed at, you have no shot at being clapped for.
Mm-hmm.
Because
stand for your
that's
conviction.
What it's, go right ahead.
I just said stand for your convictions.
Stand for your convictions. Stand for your convictions. The information that we're giving people to become insiders in the global travel industry, folks have no idea the depth of that. And that is a leap of faith, a leap of trust, because when we look at the products in Surge 365, without even going through all of them, we have a membership, which is a vacation club membership, that right now you have companies charging $5,000 to $7,000, $10,000 for a vacation club membership with concierge service. We have a full-service travel agency, post-travel agency, where we have complete and total access to not only the travel agency and everything therein, but all the travel agent training, you know, where you can become a Viking River cruise specialist or a SeaWorld specialist or a Disney specialist or a destination wedding specialist, a Germany specialist, an England specialist, an Italy specialist, anywhere you choose. And it's free. It's included in the package as a travel agency, where the entire industry says, please learn about us. Our training is online. Special needs travel specialist, which is huge and growing. Membership, a travel agency. You have the Vortex, which is a private label booking engine that allows you to compete in the same market space as Expedia without having to spend $17 billion as Barry Diller did back in 2000, early 2000, when he bought Expedia, and the monthly maintenance, over $1 million every month to maintain it. You don't have to spend all that. You have a Vortex that puts you in that same space. But listen to this. The Vortex gives you access in the same way Expedia has access to the profit of the travel industry. When somebody books through the Vortex, when anything is booked online, someone's making a profit. Expedia in 2019, $98 billion. Online booking in 2023 is going to hit $1 trillion. So when you're looking at Surge 365, Vortex, and having access to that same profit, the only difference is garnering market share through your Vortex. Expedia, yeah, they can book on Expedia. Expedia makes the money. They book through your Vortex. Here's how we choose to spend the profit that Expedia keeps, right? We say, okay, no, let's pass on a savings to the person that's booking up to 60%, comparing it to the Expedia public price, which is a set price. They go through the Vortex. Let's pass on a savings. It's giving them incentive to book through the Vortex. But check this out. Access to global money. 60% of whatever that customer saves, 60% of it comes back to the owner of the Vortex. How huge is that? We are controllers of money. We can direct where that profit goes, passing on the savings to the person that books. And this is globally. Someone may get your free complimentary Vortex link that may live anywhere in the world through social media now. And they book, never even coming to the United States. And they save up to 60% because that price of that hotel is a standard price globally that's basically set by Priceline and Expedia working with those hotels. Can you imagine that? That's amazing. But set price. Book through the Vortex, it looks at that price and says, hey, we have an algorithm that'll bring in the price through the Vortex up to 60% less, and it pays to the person who owns the Vortex, pays 60%. They save $100, not even coming to the United States. $60 finds its way to Buffalo, New York. Ron and Linda Clayton, their travel agency. I just used them as an example. That's anywhere in the world. Yes, go ahead.
I have to tell you, I had to leave for a couple minutes. My neighbor had come over a week ago and asked me that he wants to go in June, take his family, kids, to Florida. He asked me to stay in the all-inclusive. Well, there really aren't any in the States. That's cost prohibitive for companies to do that here. That's why they're all offshore. But anyways, there are hotels that have complexes. Like I found for him, like a place called the Calypso Inn, and they've got water slides, and they got going through the property, they got a little, what do you call it, like a stream? We go on a tube, and the thing goes all around. The kids, you know, you go on it, and it takes you all through the park.
Like a little river thing there.
Yeah, like a little river. Yeah. And they've got this. They have restaurants, and they're all around restaurants. And the place to go there is like $82 a night, and they still have some openings in June. And to get there right now, airfare from Buffalo to Florida is $200 a person. Now, to Orlando, I just handed him the paperwork. I mean, he works nights, and I don't get to see him that often. And he was right there when we're on the phone today, so I gave Linda the phone. That's why she took over. But that's using the Vortex. I mean, that's
amazing.
You know, there it is. No, I just handed him all. I downloaded it for him, and I just handed it to him. So now he can go and do that and take care of me and book it himself and all that. And I'll make 60% of whatever he saves. I just think it's great. That just happened. That was a real instance that I had to, I was on the phone to do that. We're doing the show today. Over and over and over again. I know last week I talked about the fellow who's in charge of the Memorial Day celebration. He, his wife, and his mom, 95-year-old mom, and at the end of June are going to flying from Buffalo to Boston and switching, going across the street to the, because Logan Airport is right across from the docks. They'll be getting on the Norwegian NCL cruise. And they're going to Bermuda for 7 days.
Wow.
And that was a real tough one, and booked that one. And the commission on that one, I'm not trying to brag. I'm just trying to say these are realities. That one, we're only going to make $700-$800 commission on that one. Oh, we sold them travel insurance, so we're going to commission on that. We would, you know, as well, I'm not looking for these things. He asked me one day, he said, well, we just got back from our cruise. He says, what's on here?
I'm looking for these things.
Somebody is looking for these things. She likes getting these little checks, you know, coming to the door. Now she's not working for somebody else.
Hey, it's an income.
Now we're working for us. Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to work for people. You can work for yourself.
Exactly.
It's a dream come true. And
you can work for yourself. You know, that's one of the biggest things. So you travel like an insider. That's the information that we're actually sharing. But just like, you know, the GPS, people have no idea the depth of what we're saying, that they're going to use it anyway. Someone gets paid anytime anything is done on the Internet. There's someone getting paid. It is so beautiful when you can actually be involved in that process and determine who gets paid. That's why, you know, I love how you and Linda are able to see the missionary aspects of this and working with churches and working with organizations, even working with businesses that can give out that free Vortex link and use it not only as a fundraiser, but as an opportunity for members and supporters to give back to a cause that they support. By booking whatever trip they're going to be on through that Vortex. And the most interesting thing is millionaires are created after every crisis. Back in 1919, we had the Spanish flu. Do you know the Roaring Twenties, where all those millionaires were created, was that very next year, the Roaring Twenties, after the Spanish flu and so many people globally died. Fast forward to the pandemic. After every crisis, it represents an opportunity. You know, some will focus on the crisis, some will focus on the opportunity. We're focusing on the opportunity. You guys was focusing on the opportunity during the crisis. Brenda and I have to respect to all the folks who had a tough time and lost loved ones during the pandemic.
We did too.
That was the best time of my life, the pandemic. Freedom is a mindset. We were totally free. The pandemic had no impact on us. Again, respect to all the folks who suffered and people actually lost loved ones. The pandemic had no impact. It was one of the best times of Brenda in my life. During the 2020 was one of the best years of our life. And it's all a perspective. But following that pandemic, you had 9 billion people locked down. Okay, so now what are they going to do? Yet parents locked in with kids. Oh my God, I'm blowing my hair out. Ah, yay, yay. You know, not us. It was just Brenda and I. Now that they're released, free to roam, will you see this, people that are listening, as an opportunity to override the return of travel? And there's many other industries out there, of course, that a person can benefit from, you know, bouncing back after a pandemic. But think about travel. If people ask me different things, they say, hey, Rick, would you like to do this? Would you like to do that? I'm doing travel. I sell fun. Ron, you just mentioned, you guys sell fun. You're fun distributors.
You know, Ron, if you talk about what happened to you a couple weeks ago when you were out looking for dry cleaners to get your suit clean for your party for your wife.
Well, we ran into some people at our house. I'm trying to remember now. Just there's so many things that just happened. You caught me off guard here a second. Go ahead, share the story for me.
You had to drive, 20 miles out of your way to find a dry cleaner to get your suit done in time, and you ended up meeting some guy and ended up booking a travel with him. So, you know, basically your dry cleaning is free.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's actually a dry cleaning, it's the plant, and they have a retail store on the front of it. And, yeah, it was in my old neighborhood where my sister still lives over there and my brother-in-law. They picked it up for me, by the way. I went to the hall for Linda's party in my jeans, and I had to thank my brother-in-law for bringing my suit with me so I could get dressed. It was just more of the story, guys. I got to embellish a little bit. But, yeah, when I got there, I started telling people why I needed the suit token and what I was going to do and where we're going to go. And you just tell the story. Well, we're doing this. People go, why we want to do this? I never have once tried or have to convince anybody to travel.
True.
Even if they are doing it, when I'm time we've done them in a conversation, it's not because I'm so good. It's they want that much so bad. They want people know they're going when they travel. They're going to reach out, and there could be a family member, someone they haven't seen in years because of the pandemic. Maybe they used to have family reunions every summer, and now there hasn't been one in 4 years, and now they want to have one. Hey, now they can talk about having one on a cruise ship. Oh, wow. You could do a 3-day cruise, very inexpensive, and have the family or members, the kids, and everything go on a cruise, and they can just have all the food, all you can eat. You don't have to worry about cooking. You don't have to worry about doing anything. Just show up at the cruise line. They take care of everything. And they have entertainment. You want to play bingo? They got that there, too. So, you know, and then you can go someplace. I mean, geez, what a great way to live. What a great way
what
to show.
What a great way to live.
I don't know. Y'all convinced my son he's planning his own vacation right now. Y'all are going to be busy trying to figure out how we can afford it. Because
well,
his destination
once you make
right
plan,
now
once you make
is
the
one
plan,
of the most
everything
expensive ones.
Huh?
His planning, his destination he wants to go to is the Galapagos Islands.
Oh, yeah. That's my kind of vacation. Wow.
Mary, of Linda's party.
Yes, sir.
One of the persons that she invited was her former boss. He was one of the partners of the firm, and he retired a little over a year ago, and guess where he and his wife went? And he was showing me, I went up to get some juice on and lemonade and stuff for Barford because we had a cash bar. But anyway, we had people go up there. But then Peter was sitting there talking. He had his phone out. And I saw, and he was showing me, he fell in love with the Galapagos turtles. You know, the giant turtles are all over the place. And he went to Galapagos Islands last year. And he showed us all the pictures last Saturday. I got a tour of the Galapagos Islands because Peter showed them to us. And he told us what a wonderful time. They didn't stay on the island. They had to go on. They were going on, and they go on onto the island, and they went to two different places, but they could only stay part of the day. And they went snorkeling, and then one island, they were all full of these lizards, you know, Galapagos lizards, all rare, rare birds and animals and everything, and he got to do that. Well, guess what? I could tell that to you.
Well, here's what we do. Me,
but I could.
I was going to say, Ron, because you actually have shown me this. Like, Mary, you're telling the story about the Galapagos Islands, and then I go, let me see what travel training is out there for that so that I can become a Galapagos Island specialist.
Oh,
take that training,
yeah.
And now I'm getting all the discount trips.
There you go.
They have what we call familiarization trips, fam trips. In my presentation that I do every Thursday, we talk about the fam trips for trained revenue-producing agents where you can take the training, become a Galapagos Island specialist. But here's the fam trip, Galapagos Islands, 7 days, $949, $7 days, only $949.
That's like half of what it would cost.
Yeah, I mean, this is a fam trip. So whenever our attention is pointed at a destination or a location or wherever it may be in the world that we want to go, we have access to the training to become a specialist, like a river cruise specialist. And the lady dropped by my house here and was giving me information on my neighbor. And we just started talking. She says, I want to go on a Mississippi cruise. After we finish speaking, I go and say, hey, let me take the Mississippi cruise specialist training. Because that sounded pretty good. I want to go on one, too. I take the training, and Ron and Linda do this all the time. They'll take a training in a minute there, I'll tell you. And of course, once you take the training, whatever percentage off. Not only that, they just take the cruise. They're cruising in Europe. And next thing I know, they just joined the travel business. Next thing I know, they're in cruising the Viking River cruise in Europe, all you can eat, cream of wheat, and all the other stuff as well. Like Country Boy says, the chocolate factories, and they come home to a check.
Speaking of which, Rick, where in the country are you today? I know you're only going to be home like a week this month.
I know. Yeah, we are. We're home. We leave next week. We're in Florida, New York, and then Boston, and then Buffalo. And it's funny because it's going to be boom, boom, boom. Although we'll be in New York for about 3-4 days, and we'll be in Boston about three days, and then we'll be in Buffalo for 3 days. And but my niece is getting married in New York City, and so we're going to an Orthodox Jewish wedding.
Cool.
And that's going to be just amazing. Mazel tov. That is going to be amazing. I am so excited about that. And so every stop, see, that's the thing. You want time freedom, and you want financial freedom. You know, to do the things that are in your heart to do. And I was thinking about this the other day, that people don't plan their lives that way. You know, what we're doing now, even in the information that we're sharing, perhaps maybe for a future date for someone who's listening, so that they can be freed up to live the lifestyle that they desire.
How
and what
old
happens
do
is,
you have?
Mm-hmm.
How old do you have to be able to do that?
To do what?
Become
to be a
travel agent.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's any age with, we have young people come in with their parental consent. Like we had Rich Baby come on board. She was 8 down in Florida with her parents. They wanted to teach her how to be an entrepreneur. And so they bought her a travel site. She's handing out cards with her Vortex link on it at school.
Well, as soon as the agreement with David was, that he had to come up with the money himself. So he's going scouring the house, collecting all the change he finds on the ground and the dryer and the washer. So I told him he could do it, but he has to come up with the money himself. So
I think it's so cool to teach our kids to be entrepreneurs.
I just need them something to do to keep them entertained and challenged.
And especially if they can understand, you know, what's going on. But to be able to guide our children to be entrepreneurs instead of employees, I think is a great teaching that parents can teach their kids and teach others. Like we're teaching adults, you want to be an entrepreneur because at some point the job's going to catch up to you and they're going to let you go. You know, it's nice to be able to transition. That's what's so beautiful about what Linda has done. You know, she's worked for 19 years in the industry, and she's transitioned, like Hopalong Cassidy, riding off, her and Ron riding off in the sunset.
And now he was pulling up the Galapagos. He was pulling up different – you can either stay at the Darwin thing and stay on a lodge out there, or you can go into a yacht or a cruise ship, and he was planning it all. I looked at him and I go, you pay for it, we can go.
See, the thing here is that the key information that we have for people, and you heard me mention the membership, travel wholesale instead of retail, the Vortex, give it out to the world, it's revenue generating, the full service travel agency, access to everything travel, certifications, travel training, and all that. We're talking about being an insider. It's amazing how the general public is so trained to be the outsider. When they even hear insider information, we're saying, no, be an insider in the travel industry instead of an outsider, knowing that whenever you do anything in travel, somebody is getting paid. Why not you? Ryan and Linda go on this Viking River cruise. They come home to a check of $800. You just heard Ron mention a few trips that fell into his lap just now, and he's creating an income. It's no big deal to him, but it's everything to Linda. Now that she's retired, right? And Brenda, you know. But being able to create an income. Travel is a career for those who want it. I mean, it's a career opportunity. Think about this. And Country Boy and I talk about this. Without having to go back to school and spend thousands going back to school and years of classroom, a person comes into the travel business and has a career, and the business connects into the industry without someone having to hire them. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. But we share this information with people, and we talk about travel on Tuesdays, and we talk about the trips that we go on, you know, with the whole idea. It may interest some. But I'll tell you, for Brenda and I, the pandemic was the best time of our lives. The best, and but now, I should say, following the pandemic, now you've got 9 billion people who are ready to travel. Everybody on this call knows someone who's going somewhere. You can't really tell them, though. Isn't that something? You'd like to be able to tell them, but people are fixed in their ways. You have to just demonstrate it. Like when you go married to the Galapagos Islands with your family and you go as an insider, everyone's going to say, how did she pull that off?
I got a genius child to set it up for me.
A genius child. Hey, you know, that's a beautiful thing. of a genius child that understands entrepreneurship.
I just told him I got to survive Memorial Day first.
Well, Brian Evelyn to laugh.
Jerry, when you book the Amtrak for bringing over the 30 people from Medford to Buffalo, you're going to book that through what's called our Travmanity. That's one of the legs of the third program. We'll book that, and so there's a 10% discount on it when we book it.
Yeah, I like how you just added that we into the end of it, because I'm connecting you with Steve and y'all doing it together. I'm the pretty face behind everything that organizes it all. Y'all put the details together.
Hey, here's what a friend just sent me as we come to a close, talking about Amtrak. A friend of mine just came to the business. He says, Rick, I just found this out. Travel agent discount. We are very pleased to offer the opportunity to learn about the Amtrak system through a special travel agent discount. This special travel agent discount is 75% off the full one-way rail fare and or applicable accommodation charges. Travel agents that work for a travel agency, as we do with Travmanity, that currently sell Amtrak through an approved travel agent distribution channel, which we have and are doing, the discount does not apply to companions, though, but to that travel agent. That is 75% off the full one-way rail fare as a travel agent. That's traveling as an insider. Back to you, Ron.
Well, it's just one more example of the resources that we have. So,
hey, Ronnie, I just want to say hi. How's everybody doing?
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Yo.
Good afternoon.
I want to say, you know, there's going to be a lot of people traveling this month and next month, and I just want to give you a little rendition of a song that I've been acquainted with for many years. It's called Happy Trails to You Until We Meet Again.
You talk about memories. That is awesome. You heard me mention Hopalong Cassidy.
I think that's, yeah, Gene Autry.
Gene Autry, Roy Rogers. Hey,
you know,
yeah.
The good Lord,
hey,
wants
Robert,
to, the good Lord wants
be
us
doing
to have
that
fun,
yourself?
You know, and the laugh.
Aren't you coming to Buffalo?
Yep. And we're going to be traveling to, of course, to Buffalo over the holiday weekend, and we're going to be traveling to Ohio. And we're going to be traveling to St. Louis and Southern Illinois in June. So we're going to be part of this travel time that we have now. And several of my family members are going to be traveling with me, my wife and my son Randy and my daughter Heather. So and some friends of mine. So we're going to be doing quite a bit of traveling over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
You know, one of the greatest benefits for my wife and I are the tax write-offs. You know, a person that has their own business, as we know, are able to get special write-offs. And the travel industry is no different being in the travel business. And so the cruises that we go on, the trips, the airlines, you just heard me mention this little whirlwind trip we're going to be going on, staying in, you know, in Fort Myers, Naples, Florida, staying in New York and the different things we'll do in New York, staying in Boston, staying in New Hampshire and Lowell, Massachusetts, and staying in Buffalo. Those are all business expenses.
Yeah, I usually take advantage of those tax codes those expense exceptions that we can pass on through our businesses. And I've been doing that for a number of years. And it does help. It does help people to save money on their taxes and to reduce their expenses on their travel, you know.
Well, now it's called your lifestyle tax. It's your lifestyle tax break. So many of the tax deductions are business deductions, but they're not necessarily part of your lifestyle. This is creating a lifestyle.
Absolutely.
Lifestyle tax. Wow. And, of course, we always say consult your tax professional, but the typical family could increase their tax refund by almost $3,500 a year. But you got to talk to your tax professional. Back to you, Ron.
Well, we're just going to wrap up here and thank everyone that's on the call today. There are great things happening. Please call us if you have any questions and need any help. If you're planning on coming to Buffalo, call us first so we can help you make arrangements. So
see ya.
Okay, guys. Thank you, everybody. I'm trying. By the way, I'm in the midst of driving my wife to a clinic for her blood work. I was in traffic. We had all kinds of things going on while we ran the show today. It just doesn't mean anything. We can do things, and that's really truly multitasking. But it's fun. Thanks, Rick, so much.
Love you guys. See you.
Ronnie, I'll be calling you later tonight.
Okie doke.
Okie doke. Have
Take
a nice
care,
day.
Everybody. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.